turn to 90.3 WZBC in Newton. And it is now time for Expanding Awareness. And this is Victor Robert Venskus. And on Expanding Awareness, I most often do conduct live interviews, either regarding some aspect of the paranormal. I might feature holistic health topics, and we cover animal rights, environmental topics, and progressive ideas and such. And with us live in studio is Catherine Deputat, and she works as a writer and coach. She's a clarity worker and an energy worker and photographer, and she draws on highly attuned listening and clairvoyance skills and abilities to facilitate clarity in body, mind, and spirit. Her methods are rooted in psychology, Zen Buddhism, metaphysics, dowsing, and the study and practice of energy awareness. She is an honor student of Wellesley and a ULC minister. And she's also a certified Reiki master, and she's founder of Clarity Work, Love's Freeway, and Boston Reiki Healing, which is based in Boston. And she is author, among other books, Clarity Now, and also Earth Church. And Clarity Now are simple steps to your perfectly clear answer. Good morning.
Good morning, Victor.
And welcome back to the program.
Great to be here.
Okay. And, all right, Clarity Now. What are we talking about when we work with getting clear?
Well,
and you might speak more directly into the mic.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to keep this straight. Clarity. Well, most of my clients come because they're stuck in life and they have tried everything and can't. They're at their wit's end. They don't know what else to do. And so that's a sort of a mental clarity, a life direction clarity. Oftentimes it's work-related, where they hate their job and they don't know what else to do and they don't know how to leave it and that sort of thing. So it's usually crossroads in lives, in people's lives, where something really big has to happen. The result of my work with them is usually a turning point where something is seen that they never saw before, and there's choice where there wasn't choice before. So it's a process of revelation, really, in my view. And the premise behind all of it and what this new book of mine is for, it's a handbook for leading people to their own answers within. The premise is that we do have our own answers. And most often we don't find them because, or if we're not finding them, it's because we're looking outside. We're talking to people, asking, getting advice, getting, you know, doing research, whatever, and not listening to the what's inside and getting to that answer that's within.
Now, is there always a way out, or are some people doomed to work at that crappy job?
There's always a way out. In fact, I'm fresh off this book. I feel like I'm going to spend the hour quoting from the book.
That's fine.
There's a part in there about life's always knocking on our door. We're always getting clues. Is there a way to hold this?
Why don't we use the other mic? So hold on a second.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Life is always knocking and. And we're listening or we're not listening. So this is another part of the listening, which is a big part of the instruction of this handbook that's called Clarity Now, is paying attention to the clues. There's clues all around, and we're getting them or we're not.
Give an example.
Oh, gosh. I mean, your sleepless nights, envy of other people, regrets, you know, all of these things, we think of them as problems, but they're actually clues.
Luckily, you have none of that.
So the lost cause, there's no lost cause. I was going to say that, do you want to be the exception? There's people who say to me, but I don't know. I really don't know. You're telling me I know, and I don't know. And I say, do you want to be the exception? Because everyone else I've encountered has known. Does that make sense?
Yeah. All right. How do you get to that point? How do you get to listening to, let's call it the inner voice? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's say,
like someone who's in a life sucks mode.
Yeah,
you know?
let's start with, and it's, I brought iterations of this book. It's been about 11 or 12 years in the making, and one part that never changed over all of the versions of this is begin by knowing that you know. The first page, the first official page of the book says, begin by knowing that you know. So if you consider that, if you abandon all thoughts to the contrary and consider, yes, I do know, rather than running around saying I don't know, that's the first step. So then it's digging. Then it's about digging and listening paying attention to all those clues that I mentioned just a little while ago. Do you need me to say more?
All right, and so where do you go from there?
That's where the revelations come in, because oftentimes this can be, well, it depends how deep the digging, how much digging is required, but once you see there's a root to everything. This is another fact or premise of the work that I do. There's a root to everything, and it's just a matter of getting to the bottom of it. And once you get to the bottom of it, you see. It's kind of like putting a jigsaw puzzle together, and then all of a sudden, there it is. You see the whole picture. And you can't unsee that. So that changes everything. Then you can do what is apparent to do. And that's another part of this book, is what do you do once you get clarity? What do you do with it? There are very, very obvious things to do once you get clear of what has been getting you, keeping you stuck to begin with.
All right. But aren't there some limitations in life? All right, let's take the crappy job. One may not have, let's say, the money to go into a training program, or they're living in a locale that doesn't have a lot of varied opportunities. What would you say to a person in that position?
Well, what I would say is there is a place for everyone, and this is my philosophy, and it comes from life. It doesn't come from my imagination or wishing and hoping. It comes from facts. That there is a place for everyone. Everyone has a place here. So what I've observed is that if you're not in your place, if you think of every person having a place, it's kind of like a cloth, a piece of woven cloth, and that everybody's, you know, got their thread. And if you're not in your place, whatever that place is, there's a hole in the cloth, wherever that is that you're supposed to be, and there's a lump. A slump, as it's called, in another place. So whatever that is, it doesn't have to be you have to go to college or you have to get advanced degrees or, you know, it could be something, it could be the simplest thing, but there is a place, and if you're not where that is, you're not going to feel in sync or in flow with life.
Now, all right. What about a kind of, let's call it a natural flow, if you will? A person is stuck, all right. Once again, I'll give an example of a dissatisfactory job situation. They may get introduced to a new job just like out of the blue, even though, let's say, they've been stuck for so long. I don't know exactly what my question here is, but do you allow for these kind of surprise events, or is one always in control as far as life circumstances? You know?
Well, if that surprise is something that feels good and right to do, then great. You know, that's part of the flow, in my view. If it's a surprise that feels like it's setting someone backward, or putting someone further off their groove, if you will, then there's some listening. You know, there's something that's I would say that it's theoretical, so it's a little tricky. I mean, I do great with specific situations, but anyway. It's probably a sign that they're getting further off the track. So it comes back again and again and again to listening. And I feel like a broken record. I'll probably be saying this for the whole hour. Listening to the clues. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're in our bodies when our bodies start to break down. They're in our minds when our minds are, you know, upset. They're outside showing us by, as I said, by envy and sleeplessness and aches and pains and all that. It's all clues and pointing the way. So for every no in one place, there's a yes in another place. In other words, if this isn't for me, then something else is. And
right.
It's listening for that.
Now what about a situation such as a difficult breakup with a partner? Someone is obsessing about it, going crazy, can't get over it.
Well,
where do we go with that situation?
If there's something the person is not clear about, then we can talk about the question of clarity. I'm not sure in that situation there's a question. If there is a question, because all of this comes down to questions. If there is a question, then yes, there's a route to the answer, and there is an answer.
What would be an example of a route to grieving about a breakup or obsessing?
Well, again, I look forward to people calling in because maybe they'll have specific questions that we can address. But theoretically or hypothetically, I would say a question might be, what could I have done differently? Or why did so-and-so do this? Or where do I go now? Or so let's take where do I go now? Part one of the steps, the subtitle to this book is Simple Steps to Your Perfectly Clear Answer. One of the steps is to start with, rather than I don't know where to go from here, if you start with knowing that you know, you would say, I know where to go from here. And every person who says that, including myself, and I use a very specific example in the book of my own, in the related to the writing of this, the finishing of this book, there's the feeling that you don't know. So you start this writing, I know, even though you know that you don't, or at least you think that you don't. And you need to suspend disbelief and just careen on into I know. And it's almost miraculous, and it's gorgeous from a practitioner's standpoint. It's so gorgeous to see that it's always true. You know, the person always, once you put that aside that I don't know, the person will just kind of, it's almost like opening a kink in a water pipe or a hose, you know, that something can come through when you start expecting that it's not there.
Yeah, my understanding is that the subconscious takes everything in literally, even if you don't believe it. Is that part of what you're saying about knowing that you know when you're thinking you don't know?
I'm not sure, because I'm not sure I know what you mean by that. Say that again.
Well, it's like doing affirmations. Let's say consciously, you don't quite believe it.
I see.
And then you feed it into your subconscious, you know, positive statement,
no,
whether you believe it or not.
It's actually different.
It is different? Okay.
Yeah, and I say that also in the book. It's not about affirmations. Affirmation, I'm not a big fan of affirmations.
I can't say I am either.
The problem, I don't like to use that word problem because I don't really believe in problems. They're clues, as I said. But the trouble with affirmations is you really don't believe it. So we have to talk about belief in this conversation, because the beliefs win. What you believe deep down is always going to win. So you can go around all day and all year and all decade and all lifetime saying, I am good and I'm beautiful and everybody likes me, you know, whatever that one on Saturday Night Live is.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
It's very funny.
I can't repeat it now. It's not,
they say fake it till you make it, but this is not about that. This is definitely not about that, because you really do know. That's the truth. The falsehood, the lie, is that you don't know. So that's kind of the beauty of this to me, is that we really do know, even though we think we don't.
All right, looks like we're getting a call here before we even announce the number. The number here is 617-552-4686. 617-552-4686 for your questions, comments, and opinions for Catherine Deputat, and she is author of Clarity Now. Good morning. You're on the air with Catherine.
Hi, good morning. That person is Stuart Smalley, and he says, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yep. You know, I was listening to this, and I really like what you're saying about clarity, and I really like what you're saying, you know, recasting problems as clues.
Mm. It's life-changing.
It really is.
That,
yeah.
You know, if people go away with only two things today, the two things are that problems are clues. They really aren't problems. This is life talking to us, giving us information.
Yeah.
Pay attention, you know,
yeah.
What the heck, it'll shorten the suffering. And the
yeah.
other one is to stop saying, I don't know. Really, not even just stop saying, but stop believing, stop thinking,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And if you shift that in your body right this second, if you say one and then say the other, say I don't know and then say I know, all of a sudden there's an opening. I mean, I'm an energy worker, I'm energy sensitive, and I can feel it physically, you know, the difference. It's like kinking the hose, kinking the garden hose, or opening it and letting the water flow through.
Yeah, I really like that, you know, like kinking the garden, like the kink in the garden hose. I really like that metaphor, you know.
That's great.
And I agree with you about the affirmations, you know. I'll tell you that, like, I'm thinking about I know versus, you know, I don't know, and sometimes I think, like, for me, like, because of my problem with the affirmations, for me, I find myself saying things like, I can discover.
Hmm.
Oh, nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything like that that's going to keep the hose open. You're on your way.
Awesome. Well, anyway, thanks for the talking.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for thanking us.
Sure. Bye.
Okay, bye. And again, the number here is 617-552-4686. 617-552-4686 for your questions for Catherine Deputat. Good morning. You're on the air with Catherine.
Okay, good morning. It's Eugene that listens with rabbit ears.
Hey, Eugene.
I've been taking notes, actually. Very much identify with the theme of Clarity Now. I'm sort of the geometer of things, and I like to study axioms, so get to the bottom is something I really like to do, because it's fundamental assumptions, and answers within, and boy, I don't know, I got a whole page here. Some problems are fun, like I work in geometry or science, and gee, that's a nice problem, I'd like to work on that and solve it. You know, so it's not a matter of having a terrible thing, but having something nice happening. So I guess that's a kind of reframing, which is, I think, what you're talking about. So,
Yes, reframing and also realigning. You know, it's like
yeah.
aligning with what I say is true. What I'm saying is true.
Well, the where I'm listening actually comes largely from within the body.
About, yes.
You know, three worlds, an inner world and an outer world, and then Eugene's right kind of between the two of them, and my object of clarity is to be able to pass an inner impulse out to the outer world and maybe have some food come back, a food pellet come back, or a spiritual experience, you know. So, I just really like your theme, and so tell us all how to get your book, and and the astrology reading today exactly lined up with you. Tune back into the archives, and the Mars energy is coming through, and big changes in socializing and decisions, so this would be a good time to check in with you.
That's, yes, very great. And
okay.
Okay, thank you so much for contributing, Eugene.
Oh, sure, happy to.
And we'll tell you how to get the book.
Good morning, you're on the air with Catherine Deputat.
Good morning, fellow Earthlings.
Hello. Speak for yourself.
Does she get into the ego and the self-talk, the destructive self-talk that is beaming through us consciously all day?
Mm.
I have my teacher taught me a little thing. Should I share that little two-sentence thing?
Sure, feel free.
I can escape the world that I see by giving up my attack thoughts about, and then you fill in the blank. I'll put Victor. Okay. You fill in your blank. I can escape the world that I see by giving up my attack thoughts about my job.
Well, here we go. So, you don't want to give them up.
Surrender.
You know, you don't want to give them up. This is, I'm probably the only person who will say this, because most people are trying to get away from those thoughts. But
no, let it go.
You don't want to get away from those thoughts. You want to listen to them, because they're going to lead you to the source of those thoughts. There's a source to that. There's a belief in there that got planted probably unconsciously or subconsciously when you were about 4 or 5 years old, any one of us, we can go through decades, we can go through a whole lifetime and not know that some decision we made subconsciously when we were 3 or 4 or 5 years old is running the whole show. So getting to the bottom of something is, you know, you can get halfway down the dandelion root. When you rip it out, it's only going to grow back. You
all
have
right,
to
can
get
I answer that?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. I think that you are playing the ego's game, because the thing is to surrender it, let it go, and it dissolves and let it go. You want to get in there and work maniacally at it for years on a couch or something, maybe, like some people do. But if you let it go, you're just playing the
oh, absolutely. No, we're both saying the same thing, and I totally agree with you. If you're truly letting it go, fantastic.
Well, can you ask the Holy Spirit? Oh, here's what it is, I guess I forgot. You could ask a higher power to let it, to help you.
Yeah, if it works, great. I have no problem with that.
No,
absolutely.
Side effects, no prescription.
No, absolutely. I'm with you.
So I got one more. Please assist me with my health process, whether it be physical, emotional, or mental.
I love them all. They're great.
Yeah. I don't mean, you know, I'm just being excited being on the radio with
you. It's great. No, I love what you're saying. And if it works, it's great. And if it doesn't work, you got to, there's something hooked up that you want to unhook.
Here's a funny thing. A friend told me that thing, letting go of my, giving up my attack thoughts. You know what I used to say for a year by mistake? By changing my attack thoughts. Instead of giving them up, I was just changing them.
Oh, that's good too. Sure.
Isn't that funny? My mind just, I was saying the wrong affirmation. Just keep changing my attack thoughts. It's my job. It's my wife. It's my car.
Well, in that case, the change of the thought might be that you're changing it to what's really true. And that would absolutely work. It would absolutely work. It's just when it doesn't work that this stuff comes in. Because, as I said, oftentimes there's something subconscious that's running the show that you can't do anything about until you get it out from the shadows.
So self-talk is really part of what's going on, right?
Well, our thoughts and our words can lead us to the root of anything, because they're constantly illustrating what the wiring is inside. It's kind of like programming a computer. A computer without software is just a machine that says nothing and does nothing.
Well, Victor was sort of getting at the point, fake it until you make it. Like, do what the ballerina does, or do what you admire someone, do what they're doing and emulate them to get there, and sort of fake it until you make it, that expression. You like
yes.
that or no?
What about that?
Fake it until you make it. Like, you know, get involved and do. Don't just be thinking in your head about changes. You know, start doing things on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally. and to make those changes. So and when I say fake it, you know you're not there yet, but you're striving to getting there.
That's one. It's one approach that people take. On the subject of getting people on a couch and keeping them there for years, my work is short. It's one session. It's getting to we go until we get to the bottom of it.
Wow, that's encouraging.
And the book is the handbook, the workbook version of what I do in workshops and in private sessions. It's not supposed to take forever. In fact, using this method is the short route. This is the shortest way that I know to get to clarity of body, mind, and spirit. Because what we don't clear out of our heads, you know, and that wiring, that kind of dust and dust kitties in the background, it ends up taking its toll on us physically. So we don't want that.
I like what I'm hearing, and it's a great way to reboot the system. Yeah,
love that.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Okay, and once again, my guest for this morning is Catherine Deputat, and her name is spelled Deputat, and she is author of Clarity Now. All right, you talked about the steps. Why don't you outline what the steps are to gain clarity?
Sure. Excuse me, I just want to add one thing before we get into that, which is the metaphysics of the method. This is a method. It's a method that came through me, not so much that I conceived, but came through me. And it puts us in this driver's seat. And on the topic of metaphysics, this is a metaphysical process, creation. It's creation. We're creating what's out there every minute by what we're thinking and believing in here. So metaphysics. We're all metaphysicians. I want to leave people with that today too. We're consciously or unconsciously creating the world, you know, our worlds. So just keep that in mind as we go forward. You're in charge. You're in the driver's seat. So the simple steps are. I'm talking about life clarity. You know, what do I do? Where do I go? These big questions that we ask, where we get really stuck and don't know what to do. First thing is to, this is huge, set an intention. What is the destination? Imagine getting into a New York cab and telling the cabbie, I want to go somewhere in Manhattan. Where is he going to go? You know, you have to know where you're going. So in a clarity session, that sometimes takes a half an hour out of a three-hour session, or three or more. So setting an intention, that's the first step. I'm going to leave this process with X. I'm going to know. I'm going to be clear about whatever X by the end of this. And then there's a process of asking questions. This is actually, if I can just turn to it quickly, Alan Watts. I know Victor loves Alan Watts.
Yeah, I do feature him every now and again on the show.
And a lot of the listeners do too.
Yeah.
I have a few quotes in this that. So Alan Watts says about questions.
The number here is 617-552-4686, and we have six lines, so keep it ringing, and I'll push that button when it's your turn.
And he uses that word problems. Problems that remain persistently insolvable should always be suspected as questions asked in the wrong way. Hmm. So, yeah, I love that.
Questions asked in the wrong way.
Yeah, so asking the right questions will get you to the answer. And that's a big part of this method that I've put down here in this book, which is what is guiding people to ask the right questions so they get the answer they're looking for. So the four questions, I call them, is the next step. And should I run through them?
Let's take this call, and okay. Then we could do that. Good morning. You're on the air with Catherine.
Okay, good morning. This is Eugene calling back. And
you know there's a fee for calling back.
Yeah, I know. I missed two words, though, on the first part. The first one is trust, and especially trust within.
Trust.
Trust within, so or trust the other. Somewhere in Manhattan, Cabby says, well, what do you like? See, the cabbie's part of the crew. I've got a crew... you know, it's not an enemy within, it's a trust within that is considerable intelligence. If I get out of the way, get the forebrain out of the way specifically, you know, with intention, that's sort of a direction, you know, but the basic thing, trust within, is the point of my earlier call. Okay, fine. I better leave before I talk too much.
Love that.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay.
So, when did it begin? So you're clear, and then you're not clear. Something happens or something changes. There's a starting place. So getting clear about where something began, that's question number one. What do you find yourself saying and thinking about this topic? That's just a gold mine. It's a gold mine to listen, to tune into. What do I say? What do I spend my day saying? Or what do I spend my day or nights, on sleepless nights, thinking? And again, every single one of those is a clue. It's a little thread to what's up, what's causing this lack of clarity or this being stuck in life. And then there's a payoff. Often there's a payoff. If someone is stuck or confused and staying that way for a very long time, there's usually a quote-unquote good reason for it. There's some payoff, something that they're getting out of it, even if it's not ultimately beneficial. It looks like it's beneficial. And then, do I need more information? Sometimes there's, with a little bit of research or asking questions here or there, you could get an answer that just takes the whole thing off the table. You're considering moving to the West Coast, and or you're considering moving to Ireland or who knows where. And you find out the climate is such that it would upset your asthma, or, you know, it's like just a little piece of information could take that whole conversation off the table. Mm-hmm. Whereas you could spend years deliberating, do I, don't I. So that one doesn't always, there's not always an answer to that, but when there is, it can be really make a difference, be helpful. And then step four, identify the trade-off. The simple way to speak about this is to say, it's easier to complain about my job than it is to take the step to take the leap, you know, to leave it and go into what do I really want? You know, sometimes it's more comfortable to complain, to stay and complain, than to actually gulp and go. And then the last step, I shouldn't say the last step, before the emergency steps, if you will, is writing the perfectly clear answer. So this one I alluded to earlier when I said, you start, rather than saying, I know, I don't know, you start with, I know, and then just write. This is say for 5 or 10 minutes, and just write without stopping and say, I know the answer to this, quote unquote, you know, I mean in brackets, the answer to this, because I don't know what it is that the person would be writing about. You start with I know, and then you start writing. And this is the place more than any other place, because you are, there's no time to think when you're writing without stopping. This, what's buried, what's in the background, what we're not consciously aware of, gets to come forward. And that's where some real ahas can surface in that step.
Would you equate that with, like, automatic writing?
It's more, I don't know. I mean, I guess I wouldn't. I tend not to. But I suppose that could come out as a part of this automatic writing. But it's what you were saying earlier, Victor, about taking conscious mind out of the way so that the other can surface.
Yeah, feeding the subconscious statements about oneself.
Yes, yeah. And this gives us access to what we know, but we think we don't know it. What we know, but we don't think we know. And then the emergency steps that I just, quote-unquote, emergency steps that I talked about a moment ago, is a regroup. You kind of sit back and take a look, and what have I got here? And there's a little bit of a trick. Oh my God, it was a challenge to write this book because I was coaching in absentia. You know, I'm used to having people in front of me and doing this live and, you know, with specifics and so on. In this case, I had to put it all down in a way that anyone who picked up this book could make it work for them. And hopefully I succeeded in that. But anyway, there's a little bit of a tricky spot with doing it on your own, because we're so close to ourselves. It's like having a mirror pressed up against your face. You can't really see what's there, you know. So any way you can get a little distance from what you've written is good, because you might not see the revelations that are there. You might not even see what there is to be seen if you can't get a little distance from it. So that's why step six is here, is needed, is to back up a little bit and get some distance on what's turned up in doing the other steps. And then there's various levels of troubleshooting, very troubleshooting tips if you're not there by the end of all that.
Now, you mentioned metaphysics. Do you allow for messages coming through as guidance, let's say from spirit guides?
Oh, absolutely.
Dreams, even pointing something out?
Yeah. Dreams, I've mentioned in here, is one of the places to look for clues. So if you think about a block in that garden hose, right? I call that static or dust. You know, there's two analogies that can be used. If you don't dust your house, if you don't dust a table for years, the dust piles up. You know.
You've been to my house.
and this is another visual that people can might be helpful to people, is underneath all that dust is a clear surface.
True.
You know, and that's how it is. There's just a bunch of dust there in the way, or there's just a bunch of static. We're on the radio, let's talk about that, static. So if your dial is tuned just a little bit off, you know how annoying that can be, not to mention you can't really hear what's there.
Right.
And that's what all this stuff, when I say go digging to get to the clear answer, all this stuff that's in the way is, and that are clues also, so you don't want to just sweep them away necessarily. You're just digging through that, and some of that dust is, what was the example you just gave? Some of that is other people's opinions, voices, what the media has to say, what your parents told you growing up, you know, all this interference that can get us off track.
As an example of my parents, my mother said, "Don't write poetry, you'll never make any money at it."
Right. Oh, and so here we are with belief, right?
Okay.
So, is she right or is she wrong?
Definitely wrong. Well, she's right in a way, because most people don't make money writing poetry.
Well, see, here we go. This is the fun part. This is where it gets really interesting, because I forget who it was that said someone's going to call and tell us, but either way, it's true. No matter whether you say she was right or she was wrong, either way, you're right. Because it's the belief that makes it so. And this is really the key to it. You know, this is very tricky, but elegant stuff. You know, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. So this is why thoughts and our speaking not only creates our reality, you know, for lack of a better word, it also gives us the roadmap. You know, it gives us a clear map to what has things be the way they are around us.
Okay, I want to remind you that you are listening to Expanding Awareness, and this is Victor Robert Venskus, and with us in studio is Catherine Deputat, and she is a writer and a coach and a clarity worker and energy worker, and she is author of Clarity Now. Okay, now, how can people get a copy of your book?
The easiest way right now is to go to ClarityNowBook.com. That's all one word. And you can buy it right there.
All right.
The there's a link. I could give my, if you want a signed copy, you need to be in touch with me.
All right.
My easiest way to reach me is by email clarity@clarityworkc.com. clarityworkc, no S, .com, or 617-522-2737 if you want to call me and we can work that out.
All right. Talk to us about any case history that you worked with that maybe had a more dramatic result that comes to mind.
Oh, my gosh, there are so many. I'm a little distracted by this. I'm going to say this first, and then I'll go to a story. When this is about belief makes it so, and was your mother right or was your mother wrong about making money from poetry?
I've yet to receive a check in the mail.
Ah, but what do you believe? Anyway, I was living in Ireland during the economic crisis of 08 and 09, and the short version of the story is that if I paid attention to what was going on in the world, I would have probably not made more money that year than I would have made had I been in the States. And it's just so interesting to me that I didn't believe that. I don't listen to the news. I don't read the newspaper. I get the minimal news. You know, I get what I need, but I don't.
You get all the news you need, the weather report, right?
Yeah. Well, I find it dangerous to tune in because of all this. You know, it's so easy to pick up static or to pick up dust, right? So if you can avoid picking it up to begin with, you've got less dusting to do, less clearing to do. But just suffice to say that I was working less. I rented out my home, and just the way it all worked out, it was just so ironic to me and such a beautiful example to find that at the end of it all, I made more money that year than any other year. You know, so I just thought I'd share that. That's along the lines of if you believe it, it's true. It's like finding a parking space. I'll never find parking. Well, guess what? You won't. If you expect that space, anyway, that's what I mean about we're all metaphysicians. And be careful what you. They say talk is cheap, but it's not at all. It's priceless. How we're using our agency there, how we're using our prerogative, our privilege is going to make the difference between seeing a good result, the result that we want and the one that we might not want. So, goodness. Well, I will say about stories of clients' breakthroughs, the most moving and affecting, startling, but wonderful thing to experience is after a 3 or 4 hour clarity session, the client goes away with a lot, including a tape recording of the whole thing, so they can. It's just a lot to absorb, so it gives a person a chance to absorb it all and to work with what came out of it. And then we have a follow-up call a month later. And more often than not, the person, I can hear it. I mean, as I said, I'm an energy sensitive, so I can. I don't even have to have the person in front of me to experience the change. So often it's like talking to a different person. Because this thing is gone, you know, something is gone that's been there for such a long time. And they're, you know, things start shifting around them because they're not, this thing, whatever it is, I hate to be so indistinct, but it's not wired up anymore. You know, once that wire is cut, it's like trying to get electricity through an outlet that isn't wired up anymore. You just can't do it. So things disappear, and and because they disappear in us, it changes what shows up around us. Because when something like that is wired up, the it being a belief, ultimately, like I'll never make money writing poetry, for example, once that's not wired up anymore, when it's wired up, it's like having a magnet on us that is magnetizing proof of that. And once the wire is cut, if you will. I know magnets don't work this way. It's like the magnet is rendered ineffective, so there's nothing. So those that evidence isn't attracted any longer.
What about karma? Is it one's karma to be stuck?
Well, now I can't help but get into my work as a Reiki master practitioner. So there's all sorts of clarity, of course. So we're talking more of the mental clarity. There's also the energetic clarity. And and the two blend so beautifully together. I love that when the Reiki came along, it was perfect because it's kind of mind-body, you know, it takes care of both sides. So if there is something karmic, or if there is something carrying over from past lives, which there often is, it's one thing to turn up that explanation or to get to the source of it. It's another thing to disconnect the wire. So if the client is or person is having trouble disconnecting that wire, if it just won't give, you know, even with the clarity, even with the information, even with the answer, then yes, there's something running, you know, on the energy level, and those I've cleared in Reiki treatments, completing lifetimes of something that, you know, with agreement and with intention, you can clear. So that's another level of clarity that's very, you know, a little more esoteric and deeper in, but clarity nonetheless.
So it was karmic to be stuck and karma to be unstuck. Right?
Are you saying there's karma to be stuck and karma?
Yeah.
Well, from what I understand about karma, there's karmic debts, right? And if you haven't paid your debts, you get your karma. You know, you're not going to just be absolved of your debt. But this, I mean, that's not my expertise. You have to have another guest come on and talk about that. But I know that clearing is always possible. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. The number here, 617-552-4686, 617-552-4686, and maybe you have a situation that Catherine Deputat can work with as far as being stuck in a situation or being in some sort of pattern that you might want some insight on. Catherine is gracious enough to give you some personal attention. The number here, 617-552-4686. All right, now, have you found persons where they just can't get clear?
Well, you know, I'll answer the question that I think you're asking beyond the question that you're asking. In addition to that question, yes, yes and no. And the yes part is, or the no part is, they do get clear, but they can't unhook that wire for some reason. So the clarity is there, but it's holding on, right? So that's back to what I was saying about the payoff. Usually there's a payoff. You know, there's something that they're getting, even if it's non-beneficial, even if it's just that it's comfortable. I'm comfortable in my misery, you know, kind of thing.
Could this be like addictions with food and getting inside and then falling back into addictive behavior?
Oh, addictions are a whole other topic, I think. You know, if you're talking physiological stuff, that's a whole different thing. But but if you're asking, is it like an addiction? I guess yes, and often, one way of talking about this is to say, when you've been living according to the programming or the wiring, depending on which analogy we want to use, it's like working out at the gym and only using one side of your body. Right? You get a really strong left arm and a really strong left leg, but the other ones are weak. So when you disconnect, even after disconnecting that wire, to continue with the analogy that I'm using, that I've been using, it's almost like a phantom limb. You know, there's a reflex. There's the reflex for that arm, that really strong arm, to keep working. So you got to work. You got to strengthen the muscle in the other arm. And how do you do that? By knowing and saying and living what you know to be true now, that you've seen through to the bottom of something.
All right. Once again, the number here is 617-552-4686. And we could squeeze in one or more phone calls here for Catherine Deputat. Now, do you feel that your program, Clarity Now, is complete, or is there something more to evolve?
Well, as far as I know, it's complete. It's been working very well for more than 17 years now, so, yeah.
Okay. Good morning. You're on the air with Catherine Deputat.
Hey, it's my second call, too. This is 1-3, right?
Yes.
So, I wanted to know, could I get your book at 7 Stars, do you think?
It's not there yet. The first bookstore you'll find, this is brand new. I mean, this is kind of pre-release what we're doing today.
Uh-huh.
But the first bookstore you'll find it in is going to be Harvard Bookstore in Harvard Square, and also on harvard.com. I should have told people that as well. That's probably not going to be true for about a week, but within the next week or two, you'll be able to buy it there as well.
Excellent, excellent. And I wanted to also say that I really appreciate that metaphor about, you know, you might have an idea about what's the right thing, about where to go and what to do, but that, you know, strong left leg or whatever is still, you know, it's still doing it. So I like that analogy. That was really great.
Oh, good. I'm glad that was helpful.
Alrighty. Have a good day,
thank
guys.
You for calling.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, so the book is brand new, and it's not out for another week or so.
Well, it's just that I've already run out of the first batch. So,
uh-huh.
And I had the, I guess not too wise to release a book in the middle of tax season when you're out, your executor for your deceased mother's estate and all that stuff. So I've been a little busy this past couple of weeks, so that's delayed the book launch and all of that, but it's available now. I have some that I could mail out if people contact me today, but not many left, but the rest are coming the end of this week.
All right, and once again, let folks know where they can get in touch with you for your services.
Well, send me an email if you'd like to contact me by email, clarity@claritywork.com, or call me 617-522-2737. You can also go to clarity nowbook.com.
Okay, and
not to interrupt you, Victor, I just want to add to that. If you go to clarity nowbook.com, there'll also be I'll be posting information about events and stuff, and people can stay tuned, stay in touch with what's going on by visiting there. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's fine. With your counseling, with your clarity work, can you do this over the phone with someone?
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes people prefer that because there's more privacy.
Mm-hmm.
It can be confronting, you know, to have, this is very deep work, you know, it tends to be an intervention in someone's life. It's the place where they go when they've given up on everything else and they're ready. That makes the person ready, which is so great. You know, you really have an incentive to go and do this. And so sometimes over the phone is better. I've done this across the world, you know, there's no limit. to where and to yes, we can do it at a distance.
Yeah, I do psychic readings and tarot readings, and I do prefer doing it over the phone for much the same reason. Somehow, it's a stronger connection because you're not too self-conscious or noting the other party's expressions, you know.
Yeah, I spend a lot of the intuitive part of what I do in one-on-one, face-to-face in clarity work. I spend a lot of the time with my eyes closed because I can listen to the guidance and such with better that way. Cuts off all the other distractions. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you very much for expanding our awareness regarding how to get clear and clarity now.
I wanted to make an offer, Victor, to the listeners.
Sure.
If anyone would like to purchase the book and is listening now, and I want to offer you a free 15 minutes of clarity to thank you for supporting WZBC.
I can't get out of the idea of Scientology. They talk about getting clear. Anyway, that's a whole different situation. All right, once again, thank you so much. And if you want to talk to Catherine off the air, you're just now thinking of a question, or you're too darn shy to call up on live radio, give her a call on the other line at 617-552-3511. 617-552-3511. And if you get a recording on that, hang up. That means the line is engaged. Don't bother with what the message is. Just make believe that's a busy signal, because that's what it will be. 617-552-3511. Thank you once again.